Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
And the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram, joins us for the regular Trial Files segment as we count down to a spectacular weekend, Cox Plate weekend. Glenn, you up and about?
Michael, am I white hairs on the back of the neck stuff there listening to Brian Martin talk about some of the classic Cox Plates? This is the best weekend of racing in Australasia for mine, so I'm really excited.
Who's your favourite Cox Plate winner?
I can't go past Northerly from a financial interest. But I also loved Saintly taking on those high-class milers from Sydney. It was 1996. I think they beat Falante, All Our Mob, Juggler. Absolute class field. And the big boy come over the top of the big chestnut. So that was a ripping race.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to whip through the best jump outs of the past 7 days, and then I want to concentrate on the Cox Plate weekend. Any of the trial file horses that you want to follow either Friday night or Saturday, get your Cox Plate selection, and the English banner for the two-year-olds is all important as well. So where do we go for the best few jump outs in the past 7 days?
Well, I thought there were two real standouts at Flemington, Michael. Last Friday, Heat 4 for Tencha is a progressive four-year-old for Team Hawks. He showed blistering speed to win his heat here by a big margin. He's a last-start maiden winner at Geelong. He's had 27 weeks off, and he's clearly improved during the break. So look for him to rise through the grades in time. And Heat 12, predetermined for the Leon Troy Corson stable. The two-year-old jumped out in good style. He's accepted to the English banner on Saturday. He was a $200,000 purchase at the ready-to-run sale. This is a really sharp effort. He began quickly, sat wide off the leaders, and he worked home really strongly. And gee, he had those other two-year-olds covered. So he's a nice, good-sized colt. He looks to have plenty of natural ability, and he'll be hard to beat there on Saturday.
All right. Have you found a possible Melbourne Cup Carnival contender at Cranbourne?
Yes, Heat 9. Blaze Jowski, the big, strong grey from the Gregor L stable. Gee, he's a ripper, this bloke. He's very good fresh, and he's been in work for a while with Greg, and he put out a fantastic jump-out win here. He just ramped up his last furlong to win in fast time, and he'll be hard to beat wherever the stable will find him. I think he'll be racing probably over the Flemington Carnival. First up, maybe something out the straight.
This time of year, we're always looking for the two-year-olds, and the Caulfield jump-outs have produced one to follow, you think?
Yeah, Heat 4 Camporelli, the $200,000 I'm Invincible filly, owned by Ron Duffercy. Trained by Lloyd Kennewell. The trainer has a great affinity with the breed, and this girl produced a very strong jump-out win. Despite being a touch slow, she quickened to take a gap, and then she took up the running and was very strong late through the line. So time is a little bit slower than average, but she looks a natural two-year-old and will be competitive wherever she debuts.
And another one for the Black Book from Mornington.
Antibes in Heat 5, well-bred, unraced three-year-old filly trained by Anthony and Sam Friedman. I thought she was the standout performer of the set here. Having a second jump out of the preparation, she cruised the line, pricked her ears for an easy winning good time. She's a big, scopey black filly by Lonro and appears to ready to make her debut. She's certainly worth putting in your black book. And, yeah, she's really well-bred. She's out of a time for Julia, I think it is. Lonro out of a time for Julia. Yeah, really nice filly.
Yeah.
That's right, yep.
Very good. All right, there's some nice black bookers. Now, let's have a look at this English banner on Cox Plate Day. Race number two, a lot of the first starters, it's $5 the field. It's such an open race. So of the jump outs, who do we want to be on?
Yeah, well, the market's correct. It's a very open race. It's been, everything's quite marginal, really, at the jump outs, but I thought the real standout was number 14, Sneaky Five, from the Mara and Eustace stable. Jamie Carr taking the ride there from Barrier 3. Big, strong daughter of Fastnet Rock. She's a good beginner. And with Jamie Carr there at a recent jump out, she just looked to cruise and have the better of her stable mate there. Predetermined also went well for the Corson stable. It did sort of, he was a little bit awkward around the bend there at Flemington, so I'd be a little bit worried about how he gets around the tighter Mooney Valley track. But he went well. And one down the bottom here, number 17, second emergency, Graham Beck's stable, Dosh, a daughter of Rich Enough, big, strong chestnut filly. She'll be hard to beat also, so if she gets a run, she's about that $13 and looks over the odds for mine.
All right, a bit of value there if Dosh gets in the field. Sneaky Five, good push from Kieran Maher this morning too, from his quartet of two-year-olds in the English banner on Saturday. Anything else from the trials that we should be following on Cox Plate Day before I get your Cox Plate tip?
No, there's not. No, nothing from the trials, unfortunately. No, there isn't.
All right. Well, let's get straight into the big one then. How do you see the Cox Plate on Saturday?
Yeah, well, I've had a brief look, Michael. I haven't had a very in-depth look, but I'll tell you, I love the gallop on Saturday morning of Mugatu from the Chris Lee stable, dropping back from the Metro from the 2400 back to the 2000. Gee, I thought he looked big and strong there, and he looked very comfortable, the Melbourne way of going. So I'd love to get Warren Huntley's thoughts on it. I know Warren was out there clocking. I know he had another piece of work on Tuesday, which was a little bit quieter, but off his Saturday work, I want to have something on him at the $26. I thought he was fantastic.
$26, Johnny Allen Mugatu in the Cox Plate. Did you see any of the breakfast with the best? Because the best work that morning and the best final 400 on the clock and according to Warren Huntley was Arcadia Queen. Now, how do you see the Arcadia Queen Russian Camelot battle? Are they the two locals that might be the best as far as we're concerned to take on the internationals that we have seen down here competing in Melbourne?
Yeah, clearly. Arcadia Queen went super, and I would have thought she'd be better at a race like the McKinnon at Flemington, but she's clearly back in form, so, and she handled the Moonee Valley circuit very well. Russian Camelot went very nicely also. I think that 2,000 metres probably suits him. I'm a little bit in the camp where I think he's probably, he'll be better next season, and I think just probably the 2,000 metres will top him off here on Saturday. Armory's the big one, Michael, that I really fear. We've just got this. He just could be another Adelaide. He might just come out and blow them away. So very worried about the Aidan O'Brien runner, Armory.
All right. It's going to be a fascinating contest. We need some money before then, though. Have you got anything today?
Yeah, I'm really keen on one here today at Ballarat. Race 3, number 6, Miss Albania from the Enver Yusupovic stable. Look, it was a $130,000 Magnus filly, and she's taken a long time to get to the races. She's a four-year-old now. She wears the earmuff there for Ember, and she's had two good jump outs at Cranbourne. She's got a nice big action. I think she goes really well, and I don't mind the wide gate for her there, barrier 11, because she does look like she's going to lay in slightly. Mickey D takes the ride, taking over from Luke Curry. I don't mind that. He's quite good with the stick in the left hand, but I think it's a really nice placement there for Miss Albania to kick off on a win. And I think there's another one later in the day for the Robbie Griffiths, Matthew de Cox stable. Miss Kansas has been trialling really well out there at Cranbourne, race 6, number 11, about that $7 each way. I thought her two jump outs suggest she's improved as a three-year-old.
Excellent. Race 6, number 11, Miss Kansas at Ballarat. And really confident on the first starter, race 3, number 6, Miss Albania. Thank you very much, Glenn. Good luck today. We'll catch you on the spring ticket on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.